Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from gorgeous Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, it takes about 2 years to get good traction in anything that's worthwhile.
It's true. Sometimes longer.
That scares a lot of people.
Like some professions and...
It sounds daunting, you know, it's 2018 now.
Right.
What do you mean it takes this? So in 2020, I'm going to actually start making money or doing well at this? No, that's not what I mean at all. It just means that, you know, in every project that you've ever taken on, school is a good example because everybody can relate to it. There's a point where it's like, wow, this is hard. I'm not sure I can do this.
In the beginning.
Yeah, and then you do it in a couple times and you're like, okay, I got it. I think I got it. Maybe it's a fluke. Maybe it's a one-off. Maybe I got lucky. I'm not sure. I'll try it again and see. But at some point, you're like, you've solved about 10 problems, you're doing well, and you take a look back. For me, it's like looking at the bank balance. It's like, you know what? Maybe I've got this worked out. Mm-hmm. That usually happens for me like in 2 years on any big project. But before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Matt asks... This is a good one, too. So I'm going to read the question, and then there's little parts where people weighed in on it. So we have like kind of part of the whole thread here, which is awesome. Thank
That's
you,
kind
producer.
Of point, the point to this whole question, I think, is it's the reason I included it over a lot of other ones. It's a really good use of landinvestors.com.
That's true, which is our online community. Matt asks, hey, guys, I have a deal that I'm about to pull the trigger on, but it's a step out of my traditional purchase criteria. I bought all small infill lots up until now, about 20 total. This one is $10,000 and 10 acres without physical access. I made a 3 to 4 minute video to make it easy for you. If you wouldn't mind watching that and let me know if you think it's an issue or if you think it's fine, and if you have any advice on final due diligence that I should be completing before proceeding. And then you put a link for the actual video in the thread.
If you want to watch the video, go to landinvestors.com and just keyword search whatever something unique is in this whole thing, like Matt, or the website that he posted it on is called Useloom, U-S-E-L-O-O-M. Just keyword search that and you'll be able to find the link to the video and watch it if
and
you want to.
See the whole thread.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't wait to hear what everyone has to say. Here are some of my side questions that I have. The sellers say it's behind a locked gate, so I don't know if I'll be able to get a photographer in there before we open escrow. Does that concern anyone? I think it's fine, but I'd like photos before it's closed, or at least before it's listed. What other due diligence would you do? I plan to double check on what the deal is with wells are in the specific area,
good.
Septic for the area, and zoning. The taxes are okay, and I'm closing with title.
That's all good, because mm-hmm. this is a higher price deal.
Mm-hmm. And then here's a little bit down in the posting. It says, from Matt, update, I found the easement in the legal of the deed, so it's there. That's good, so we know there's access.
So there's legal access to the property. That's 90% of the battle, maybe 95.
And then the last line that's in here is one of our members, Luke, who weighed in on this whole thread. And he said, Matt, sounds like you got this one. Sell it to a buyer who likes to use a bulldozer.
Yep.
And in the ad, say, this is closest to the cheapest one to rent. Make it clear. Had a buyer deliver a tiny home on Friday to find out there's no physical access to the property. Thought that was a tough phone conversation. Wife was hopping mad, baby was crying, semi-truck driver was like, I can't drive in there, the fence is locked. No place to turn around, big mess. You know, Luke had sent me a little note about that too, by the way, in an email I got from him, which I thought like, oh no.
I wonder how he resolved that.
The things that can happen.
Well, Luke did. I watched your whole video on Useloom, Matt, and I would do the deal. Mm-hmm. Especially if there's physical access. So, and here's why, because a lot of people with this mid-range price property, it's heavily treed, like out of a movie, this piece of real estate for 10 grand, it's 10 acres, so it's big. It's worth, the question people are going to ask in the area that you're selling it, when they look at it against other properties that they want to buy is, oh, wow, what the hell's wrong with this property that it's so cheap? And now you have an answer. The answer is, do you want the good news or the bad news first? Here's the good news. It has physical access, and here it is. Here it's platted and the whole thing, but I don't feel like hiring a bulldozer guy to put it in there and do the whole thing. But maybe you're that guy. So yeah, my loss is your gain. I'm happy to sell it to you for I'm happy to sell you a $200,000 piece of property for $20,000 if you can figure out access.
Well, Luke, you went a step further, which is, you know, it depends on what you want to do and how much you want to, who you're selling to, a wholesaler or the end user. But it's kind of funny that he even put in here, look, I made three phone calls. Here's the cheapest bulldozer in the area. So you even know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
So that's not crazy. I've talked to people, like they want to know, it used to be before we had all the GPS coordinates that I have now, thanks to parcelfact.com, but they would often ask questions about where the boundaries are and if it could get it. And now I can give them the GPS so they could walk it themselves. But they would ask about having it staked out. And I would tell them, here's what you can expect. Here's who to call and how much it runs. I just knew it, you know, like $800. And this is the guy at the county. And you can get it done. Give them a week or two and they'll go stake it out, kind of a thing. But that having that information sometimes ahead of time, then that helps them and they know what they're getting into. And I'll tell them too, they're like, will you do it? I say, my standard answer is like this one. They might even say, well, would you do it for me? Sure, but now it's not, now the price just changed.
Sure.
That's the point. I'm passing the savings on to you here, wink, wink. You either get it or you don't. And most of the time they're gonna go, oh, I get it.
So I'm recording Land Academy 2.0 right now. And I break up, we spend the vast majority of time on the Land Academy show talking about really inexpensive rural vacant land. But turns out there's a lot of other types of property that we buy and sell. In fact, the fact is Jill and I don't spend much time buying and selling rural vacant land anymore at all. We buy properties like the one that Matt's addressing here that are mid-range properties. Maybe they have a little flaw. This is a perfect flaw for us. I would do this deal. And then we go the extra mile because we find out that it's worth $200,000. It's probably worth $500,000. Actually just looking at his video. So it's something that we would do. We would buy for $10,000 and we would solve all the problems theoretically. And then we would send somebody out there, probably maybe even potentially with bolt cutters or jump over the fence and get somebody back there with the drone and really get some good pictures. There's a lot of money here. There's at least $100,000 of profit in less than 30 days. So it's worth spending a little time and money on deals like this. So I cover this in Land Academy 2.0. I would call this a mid-range deal. And he's already got experience with info lots, which is my personal absolute favorite type of deal to do. And we cover that we talk a lot about getting your feet wet with rural vacant land, but I'm really glad that you asked this question and I hope you bought it by now.
I just thought of a side business, like we need another one. Can you imagine? Why hasn't somebody done this? Can you imagine there's, you know, like there's one-stop shopping for notaries?
You're still the right girl for me.
Thank you. Because there's multiple websites out there. You can go easily go and get a notary in 30 seconds, and it's all collected in one space and all that good stuff. Why isn't there a one-stop shopping for drones? Someone should contract, or at least
there is,
right? With is there one place I can
yeah,
go?
Yeah, it's called Drone.io.
And they get drones all over the country
so
for a flat rate.
There's drone owners and drone pilots. It's not a flat rate. It's not all like Uber. But what it is it's like notary. You have to negotiate a rate with the person that's in that location.
But it's nationwide.
Yeah.
Perfect. Then that solves my thing. Well, then there should be more than then, so they have some competition.
It is a good idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where do you think about that concept? There's so many things that could happen
mm-hmm.
where you need a local representation.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, boots on the ground. We already did.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to talk about houses on this show, but we've conquered it.
Thank you.
Today's topic, it takes 2 years to get traction in anything worthwhile. This is the meat of the show. Steve, what the hell does that mean? It takes 2 years. I thought you said you can just buy a piece of property and sell it for more. You absolutely can. You can do it in the first week. People join our group and in the first month they make $10,000 on one deal. But to get some real traction, to get to be put the hours in, to really understand, you know, anybody can pick up a soccer ball and dribble it down the field and kick it into the goal, right? But to become a soccer player, It takes, you got to put some saddle time in. That's the four sport reference you're referring to all the time. Mm-hmm. That's not football.
Not today.
To really sit down and have a good conversation with yourself, like I said earlier, it takes a couple years. And here's the thing that scares some people. 2 years from now, it's going to be 2 years from now anyway. If you're 24, you're going to be 26. So what? You're going to be 26 anyway. She's raising her hand like we're in a classroom.
I'm not going to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Why does this scare anyone? The minute you start a new job, you're not going to know it. You're not going to be a pro. If you're lucky, you really have a good handle on it in 6 months. But it really takes you a long time.
It takes 2 years.
To get to know, like a job, you know? So why is this any different? You know, maybe that's an interesting... This to me, is the topic. Why do people come into this sometimes with unrealistic expectations?
I don't know. I mean,
that's to me, the meat of the show.
That is the meat of the show. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jill. I can't answer that.
You come in thinking you're going to be perfect. No. You're never going to make a mistake. No. It's not going to be hard. No. You're not going to have to work at it. No. It's going to come easy and overnight just because I have the program. No. Comes back to my Eddie Van Halen's guitar kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
You could take lessons from a pro. Doesn't mean you're going to be a pro. You got to put the time in and the energy. There's a couple things. And it's got to be a good fit. It's got to be a good fit. And you know what? We haven't talked about this in a while, but if it's not a good fit for you, but you are hell-bent on doing it, you can. Your energy and your aggressiveness and your commitment can overcome that stuff.
It can overcome anything.
Correct.
Anything almost without exception. There's a few crazy things like
except for the physical things that you can't overcome because you're 6'5" and you can't do
or brain surgery or something.
Right.
So there's a few exceptions, but the will to do it and solving little problems as you go and not taking all this stuff personally that's the real trick here. Mm-hmm. So 2 years is nothing. I mean, are you kidding me? You got a job. Congratulations. Spending 2 years on a weekend developing a side business that costs very little startup capital and little to no risk, in my opinion, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm. It really is. When you think back, where you were 2 years ago? Heck, it's been over 2 years since Land Academy.
Happened to me on accident.
Yeah. On accident.
I mean, when I started buying and selling land, it was intentional in the beginning, and then I did a relatively large deal and sold off all the assets for 4 times what I paid. And then I realized, wow. I mean, there's really something here. So, you know...
I tried to make a joke there and you went right over it.
What was it? I missed it. I didn't hear it.
I know.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It was a joke.
You happened to me my accident and it took me... I took 2 years. I had to put 2 years into it. I had to put 10 years into it. Just kidding.
How did you and I meet? Oh, yeah. Somebody introduced us. That was an accident.
It was an accident.
That was full-blown accidental.
Yes, it was.
I was not looking for any type of relationship.
Neither was I.
Wow.
Yeah, wasn't sure I even wanted one. I'm like, I don't
like
really want to do
ever.
This. Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Anyway.
Yes.
So 2 years is nothing. There's some people that it takes 20 minutes. There's some people it might take 5 years. But if you're making $200,000-$400,000 flipping property and you have a good confident sense about it and you're an expert in your little area, it's well worth it.
I guess
that's what you have to ask yourself. Is it worth it or not?
Am I committed to it?
This whole
thing
about...
Is it worth it? Yes. Am I committed to it? Two.
Is it worth it? There's no question it's worth it.
And what do you have to give up?
Yeah. Which is very little. Maybe some weekend stuff.
I don't know. Maybe it's not the right... Maybe it's not a good fit for you. You know what, though? Let me run this by you because I don't think this is crazy and I know we have these members. I am positive that there are members in our group that started down this process that were probably afraid of spreadsheets. But they knew what the end goal was and they stuck to it. And maybe it took them 6 months to get comfortable with data and spreadsheets.
Yeah.
So flipping what? Here they are now, a year later, and they're doing it.
Every single week, Jill and I get an email where somebody says, hey, you don't know me, and I joined your group like 2 years ago, but we made $4.2 million buying and selling real estate. We stopped doing land a long time ago. We buy apartments now for a lot of reasons, but hey, I just wanted to thank you. Thanks. Mm-hmm. and then we'll never hear from them again. Mm-hmm. They just, they use our data every month. They mm-hmm. use our mail, bulk mail company.
Mm-hmm. And so they're off doing their thing.
They didn't even ask themselves how long this is going to take or any, and there's no questions about traction or 2 years. They
That's
just
true.
Said, oh yeah, sending a lot of offers to people makes sense.
It will take time.
Mm-hmm.
Some amount of time. There you go. The beauty of this is, it's so nice. It, even though it takes years to get the traction and really get comfortable and all that good stuff, as a rule, if you will, you can quickly see some results that motivate you, i.e. flip something this month, make some money. I don't know about you, but that motivates me.
Motivates me too.
There you go.
I mean, dramatically motivates me. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of stuff that really actually motivates me. Here's one thing that motivates me that we never talk about. Let's say a couple days ago, somebody bought a piece of property and realized there was some back taxes on it. So it doubled the acquisition cost. Is he going to die? Is this a catastrophic bankruptcy situation? No. Let's say you buy a house. I'm not supposed to talk about houses, but whatever. Let's say you're a House Academy member. You buy a house, you spend too much money on it. Jill and I have done this many times, actually. You sit down and you dig deeper and you figure out what's it going to take to make this thing worth some more money so that you can get out of it what you think. Mm-hmm. That's just what you do. So you're buying a, you're not, let's say you buy a dry cleaner, a company that's a dry cleaner, and you find out that you're allergic to the plastic that the stuff's wrapped in, or it's a bad location, or the seller lied to you, or any new number of things that can really happen. That's a catastrophic mess.
Right.
You quit your job because of it. You put all the time in.
It's true. That,
but if you buy one or two bad properties, so you're not. It's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to quit your job to do this. All
That's
it's
true.
Just there's just so many things about why 2 years to get traction really is a good decision.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss. This should actually come naturally to you, not forced.
And we can help with that.
Yeah.
And we answer your questions posted on our free online community, which you can find off our website, landacademy.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's true that people sometimes forget that it takes time. I see people getting impatient with themselves. I see people comparing themselves to others, and it's not accurate. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Even though you think you're behind that guy, you're ahead of six other people. So,
yeah.
So knock it off.
Our retention rate, I just calculated it all. Our group retention rate for people who sign up and then don't actually follow through with it is less than 3% now.
Wait a minute. No, you mean the people that fall off. The retention rate is 90
something. Our retention
something.
Rate is 97.5%.
There you go.
And I'm telling you, it takes me a lot to stop and really kind of smell the roses figuratively and say, wow, that's amazing. That
Isn't
is
it?
Truly
For a lot of businesses,
amazing.
50% of repeat
yeah.
customers is good. I mean, come on.
Our whole, since we started, our retention rate is now good. Dropped lower than 3.
Retention rate is high.
It's higher than 97%.
Right. It's always been really, really high. Thank you. And I think a lot of it I attribute it to is trying, like the show and everything that we're doing. We want to provide a bunch of education and everything upfront for free so you know what you're getting into, you know exactly what to expect, you know what's involved, and you're not going to pull the trigger unless you know this is for you.
Right.
And it kind of ties into the next show.
It sure does.
It does. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, rate us there, please. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.